Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. At the outset, my delegation would like to thank you for your leadership and for the efforts that you're making to ensure that the work of this GGE will be crowned with success. The position of Panama is well known to the people here in the room. For my country, lethal autonomous weapons systems are contrary to IHL and international human rights law, and therefore should be banned before they are manufactured, just as has been done with blinding laser weapons through Protocol 4. This means, as we said on other occasions, there's some parallelism between the discussions that we are having here on laws and the discussions that led to the adoption of Protocol 4 and other disarmament instruments, as was mentioned by the delegation of Peru. We are hearing the same arguments from those who are against the negotiation of that instrument based on military logic, and those who were in favor of a prohibition that was inspired by moral and legal considerations. But all of those present here know what happened in the end. The desire of the community to avoid that these weapons cause unnecessary suffering and excessive damage prevailed, and this also helped us prevent an arms race. Now, this gives us a couple of lessons to think about. First, Protocol 4 did not create obstacles to the development of laser technology, nor its use for military purposes. And also, the framework of the CCW makes it possible to adopt prohibitions of a preventive nature. Mr. Chairman, taking into account this precedent, I'd like to share with you some considerations on how to deal with laws. On the possible options on how to deal with challenges related to laws, we like to join the appeal of Secretary General and are in favor of negotiating a legally binding instrument that will ban laws. Now, of course, we're not pretending to create obstacles to the development of robot technology or artificial intelligence. Nevertheless, we cannot deny the fact that these emerging technologies will lead to a new arms race with very serious and dangerous consequences and will undermine international security. We also cannot overlook the impact that this will have on human rights, especially on the right to life and human dignity. We believe that more gradual steps, for example, adoption of political declaration, guidelines, principles, a code of conduct, will not be sufficient, taking into account the risk that these weapons have for civilian populations. Algorithms have been designed to resolve specific problems, but they will not understand what is happening in their environment. They only see or receive signals and apply the same solution every time. And given the complex nature of these systems, it will be impossible to predict how these machines will react to dynamic and unpredictable situations. It is not possible in this situation to apply directly norms of IHL, international human rights law, especially those that are related to principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. And also the concerns related to a legal gap related to responsibility as reflected in the Martin's Law. And also, let's not forget about accountability and attribution of responsibility, something that cannot be resolved through gradual and non-binding measures. And because we're facing scenarios where very serious violations of IHL and war crimes can be committed. An example of this, the investigations on extrajudicial executions committed by drones, and there are not many of them, and we need a legal foundation that will regulate these issues. Also, we're concerned of possible tests related to the development of laws. Experience with other weapon systems has shown that the civilian population of developing countries is the one that suffers from the consequences of such tests without any guarantees for compensation to victims and survivors. And as an intermediate step, we'd like to recommend a moratorium for the development, testing, and deployment of lethal autonomous weapon systems. On the possible guiding principles, we believe that it is necessary to recognize that international human rights law and IHL are complementary and strengthen one another? A question that has been established by international case law, especially by the International Court of Justice. Mr. President, we do hope that by 2020, this group of governmental experts will continue discussions with an